Okay, we're up to Sivav, and we're basically, what I hope to accomplish over these 4 or 5 weeks is that we should all have a better appreciation of the fact that Mitzvah Kibud Av V'Em is much more than what we're accustomed to. It's much more of an obligation.
We should be more demanding.
We should be more demanding. Well, an understanding of Kibud Av V'Em. And look at Sivav. It's a perfect example. It's something that's not known to people, not practiced by people. And listen, a chiddush, Sivav. Hayitzarech al shum dava bi'ir. If somebody needs a favor from someone in town, v'yedeya sheshlimu chefzei b'shvil aviv. And he knows if he tells the person, do this, I'm so-and-so's son, so do me a favor. He knows he doesn't have to say that. You know, you go over to Dr. Babich and you ask him for some licorice. So give me a licorice. But if you tell him, I'm so-and-so's son, give me some licorice, he'll do it as well. Don't say, do it for me. Say, do it for my father, to hang the covet in his father. I don't know about licorice, if that's such a big covet. But, is when a person wants to appeal to someone for something, he should do it out covet of it. And the reason for that is it just gives honor to his father.
Is that for the covet or euro or something else?
Well, it's here in covet, right? Euro was until Sif Dalet. And Dalet and on. It's raising the honor of his father. He's not serving, servicing his father, but he's raising the stature of his father. Using up the father's point, you mean? Well, I guess we're talking where it's not using up.
It's acknowledging.
It's saying, "I'm so and so's father." Like you're taking pride. I'm so and so's son.
So that's you're really giving cover because you feel that, but you're not raising.
Even if you don't feel it, and you make it sound like you feel it, it's also good. What? I mean, the father be chayv akarasatay. It's interesting. So it seems afal pk. What am I going to do? It's a mechaber. It's a gemara. It seems afal pk. The son is supposed to bring honor to his father by taking pride, I'm so-and-so's son. And I remember a mom telling somebody, someone from Toronto had asked him, are you Rav David Palm's son, the father? So he responded, and he had this line. He said, half my life I was known as my father's son, and half my life I'm known as my son's father. Which was an exaggeration, but Rav Palm was not prone to exaggerations, but this is a line he had. So, you know, he gave cover to his father, you know, he's known as his father's son. So, this is what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch. There's an interesting machlokes, the Shach and the Taz, if you're mesupik, if they'll do it b'chvayd aviv, if you're mechuyev. Yeah, machlokes. It's really splitting hairs, you know. The Shach, in the brief Shach, in the Zekot and Ches, shu mesupik b'davar, reshus b'yadeh, las is k'may she'yiritza. If you're mesupik, you can do whatever you like. Why should that be? Why isn't a suffix deraisa? If you're mesupik. So maybe that's why, because if he'll say no, it's like the reverse. The Taz in Zion says that if you're mesupik, you should say it anyway, because you're showing that you're machshiv your father. Now here, the Nachlas Tzvi on the bottom, Pischei Tshuva has Nachlas Tzvi. It's sort of the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha. Now, Chatzvi is his Arichus. In the first piece, he has a kasha where Rav Gamliel went to ask Rabbi Yeshua for Mechila after that episode where Rav Gamliel was deposed for being Mevazer, Rabbi Yeshua, for the third time. So he went to ask him for Mechila. So Rabbi Yeshua wasn't Meichel him. And he said, Asay Bishvil Kvayt Abba. See, after Rav Gamliel said, Nechayali, and he refused. Then he said, "Asay b'shvil kvayd Abba," and then he was Michael him. So Nachlas Tzvi asks, "Why didn't he say Asay b'shvil kvayd Abba right away?" Say right away.
Because his father wasn't the one who insulted him.
No, he wasn't the one who insulted him.
So he's asking for.
Should be Michael me in honor of my father's covenant.
So first the daddy has to make for himself. He was fucked, but then he has to respond.
He's throwing it for himself, but he's supposed to try to do a bishvil kfayt abba. So he said, Nachas Tfisa is a very nice hagdara, which maybe is more lemaisa for people. He says, if you're just asking for something, you go in the store, give me a pizza. So you don't have to say, give me a pizza b'schus abba. If you're just asking, so you ask. When you're invoking schus, you're saying, do it b'schus, then you should say schus abba. In other words, when you have to, when you have somebody who's not going to do it, and you have to sort of plead with him and invoke some type of schus, then do it b'schus abba. That's what it says here in the Nachas Tzvi. You see in the first line, nearly, dafkik sha'ama se'li davar pleini b'shvili b'zeyesh peda sh'tzarech l'ktvois ha'kavit ba'aviv v'lai ba'atzlein.
Maybe he won't do b'schus abba.
We're talking when you know he will, or when you think he will. Now, if I remember correctly, there's a Gemara that says that when Shlomo HaMelech finished building the Beis HaMikdash, and they gathered all the Yidden together, and they had this gigantic Chanukah Habayis, and they came to the front door, and the front door didn't open. You know, people say it's a typical federal job, you know, government job, you're like, everybody ready? But here was Min HaShemayim, the front door didn't open. And he said a number of things, and it didn't open till he said, B'schus David, Shem Asla David. Till he said, B'schus David. And it says, B'ayis Yishon, Nepchu, Pneim, Shal Sinei David, Kikdeira. Which is always, it says that the Sinei David, their faces turn black in embarrassment. Which always struck me that David, even after his death, 7-8 years after his death, still had Sinim in Klal Yisrael. But why didn't he ask B'shvil Kfayt Abba right away?
Because
it's not right away, B'shvil Kfayt Abba.
It wouldn't have shown anything special.
So what? You have to do it always. You have to do it if it doesn't show anything special. It's the mechaber. So, but like the nachasvi, could be it's good. You know, you're saying for yourself, so you have to say abba. If you're not saying for yourself, so you don't have to say abba. So that could be. The Ben Ish Chai brings this nachasvi and he disagrees with him, and he says you should always say b'shvil kfayt abba. I assume that it doesn't mean when you're asking for minor things, but when you're asking for something of substance. And I assume it has to be the person who heard of your father. It's time a person who walks around says, B'shul Kvayt Abba, like, you know, what exactly? You know, I could do it because I could just tell people, you know, my father made the brownie bars, you know. So, so yeah, you know, you have a reason to be thankful. But
doesn't do it because of Kavod's father, that's the Zion's father.
I don't know if it's a Zion. Oh, you mean if it refuses? Maybe. So maybe that's why the Shach says if you're misupik, you don't have to do it. Rabbi, why didn't he invoke? No, according to the Nachas Tzvi, it's good. It's only if you invoke your own schus. I was saying like Nachas Tzvi would answer that. But if you don't hold like him, if you hold, and the Ben Ish Chai says, it has nothing to do with your own schus. The question is why he didn't immediately. Well, first he thought the door would open. But then, when they said Phyllis and everything, they should have right away said, B'schus David. Why did they have to wait? Maybe it dramatized the B'schus David more. They tried everything, it didn't work, and they said B'schus David. All right, that's Sivav. Siv Zayin is more Lamaisa. Yeah, we say the kinnis on Yom Ron.
It was
a process. They went to Schusavis first, then Schusimai second. So, okay, I don't know if that's to do with Kibbutz Av, but the Siv Zayin is much more halacha l'maisa. I shouldn't say that. Sivav is halacha l'maisa, but no one ever heard of it. But Siv Zayin we know, and I'm not sure we do it right. Chayev lama b'pnei aviv. A person is obligated to stand up for his father and his mother. V'ma'av talmid b'noi, kolech mehem aybe b'fnei ha'sheini. Now, Gemara actually has an ibaya. Gemara has two ibayas. Has an ibaya if the son is the Rebbe of the father, whether he's obligated to stand up. Has an ibaya beside the father, if he's a talmid of the son, whether he has to stand up. So we'll get back to that later. It's not a common case. The etzem din of chayiv lamoi b'fnei aviv, which is really here just the first line, has a number of halachis that are not well known, because today we have this meaning to just move ourselves a little bit and be yitzu with that. And we're really, if it's true the father's Michael, which may or may not be true, but we're really missing on a kiyum mitzvah d'oraisa. Very few mitzvahs d'oraisa ma'isiyos that a person could do every day. Mitzvahs asei d'oraisa that you do every day, that maybe, I don't know if you can count 10. You know, how many mitzvahs asei d'oraisa ma'isiyos do you do? You know, you have tefillin and tzitzis and kriya shema and maybe shemayin esrei, right? But it's a kiyum d'oraisa. And how many more do we have that you do every day? Brachas hamazon, the chiris that we have, which the Ramban counts as one mitzvah, Rambam doesn't. Rambam counts amalek, but not the others. So you have like six. Can you come up with 10? Can we come up with 10 mitzvahs asays? Raflerecha kamaicha, I guess. What on a daily basis? I mean, on a daily basis, b'sman hazeh, there aren't that many mitzvahs asays that come up and to stand up. A person's fortunate enough to still have parents to stand up for. I said tzitzis, tefillin, Kriyashmat Tfilah, I had six before. Talmud Torah, Mezuzah, Baftarecha Kamaychas, so up to seven. I mean, I'm sure we could come up with two or three more, but there aren't so many derises, I say, on a daily basis.
Same time, same
when we say
Aviv,
what?
Are we saying it's separate mitzvah,
and give it Aveim. Okay, it's a totally separate. But kibbutz avim is certainly a kibbutz d'oraisa.
Now,
yeah, we're going to later includes grandparents. Yeah, and in-laws. The degree by in-laws is chalukidayis, but yeah, lemaisa includes in-laws. So now you have to stand up. What I'd like to do is learn the halachis of standing up, because most people pretty much ignore it. There is a chiyuv to stand up. It's a very nice thing. I don't know who started it in Torah V'Das. When Rebelsky walks into the base medrash, the boys stand up Malei Kaimasim until he passes. You see 40, 50 boys stand up. The color guys don't, but the young guys do. I don't know. Must be one of the Rebbeim told them to do it. It's a beautiful thing. It's, I guess, the way it should be. So,
well, the how are they doing that?
Let's learn the halachas, whatever they're doing. But let's learn the halachas here of standing up. It's one line in the Mechaber. The rest talks about if your father's here, Rebbe, well, I'll learn it. But Chiyuv Lamed. Let's learn the Gilyam Hashah first. Gilyam Hashah, he has here a Nidain. Ayin lekamon reish pei beisiv beis bahaga. It's a Ramah. Hashemeya koil. It says there, if you hear the sound of the Sefer Torah on its way coming into the Beis HaMedrash. Now, the Beis Yosef brings that they had a minig, they had little bells on the either hanging on the cloth of the Sefer Torah or on the metal adornment of the Sefer Torah. So here it says, even before the Sefer Torah comes into the room, when you hear the koil of the Sefer Torah coming in, you should stand up. Now, that's by a Sefer Torah. Zel Nilmed mid Reb Tarfin, and we learned that from Reb Tarfin. Kavhav Shmiya Koil, when he heard the sound of his parents coming, he stood up. Now there's a toss here. It says Reb Tarfin. The Gemara says Reb Yosef, and it's important. You'll see why in a minute. But it says Reb Yosef used to hear the koil of a parent coming in, so he used to stand up. And Kemashma Shulmin Adin Lame Bibnei Aviv Bishama Koilai. So it comes out, when does the chiyuv begin? Not when your father walks in. If you hear, you know, you have the keys in the outside door and the father's about to come in, well, if you know it's the father or the mother, so he said there's already a chiyuv to stand up. Already when you hear, I'm going to get to that, when you hear the sound of him coming in.
That it's not nicker to them that you're standing
up. So that's an interesting din. Even though it's not nicker to them that you're standing up already, But nevertheless, there's a kemitz to get up. You're showing respect that they're on their way in. When they walk in, you're already standing. didn't you? So didn't you? So that it's mashu from this gemara that the mitzvah starts for when you hear them coming. Now here is an interesting nidain, because a number of the achrayim here, look at Pesachei Tshuva Hey, they're mesupik. What happens if the child is blind? Pesachei Tshuva Vav. Yesh estapik suma. That's why I'm connecting it here. Yesh estapik suma. Ichayev lama bnei aviv imai the rabbi. Kshideshem lefanav elai. Do you have to stand up for a parent of loyalty to someone's blind? So what's a shayla? It's not a bizarre you're not getting up. Because to people it looks like you're not aware they're coming in. But you are aware. The blind man is aware. Is he mukhayev to get up? Says he has arichas on the bottom. He says, a chacham you don't have to get up for. But Aviv Imai, Rabbi Movik, you do have to get up for. And he brings a raya from Rabbi Yosef. As you said, Rabbi Yosef was a saginar, was blind. So Rabbi Yosef stood up when he heard his parents coming in. It's a raya that a blind person has to get up. L'chaira, the Gilya Marsha and the Nachlas Tzvi can't both be rayas from that Gemara. Gemara says Rabbi Yosef, when he heard them coming in, he stood up. So what do we learn from there? So Nachlas Tzvi is saying, we learn, even if he's blind, he doesn't see him walking in, he still got up. Fine. The Gilyam HaShah is bringing, actually, the cross says it there in Reish Pei Beis, that we learn it from the fact that when Rabbi Yosef heard them coming, he stood up. And it's Mashmi, he heard them coming, even though they weren't in the room. But if he was blind, it's not a Raya. Could be he was blind, and when they were in the room, he heard them getting up. So you can't really bring both proofs from the Gemara to bring one or the other. That's interesting. The Gilyam HaShah has this Girsa Reb Tarfin. It's the Reb Yosef, which is in the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says Reb Tarfin, but if the Gemara says Reb Yosef. So it's a little confusing as to, was there a different Girsa? Wasn't there a different Girsa? But it sounds like one Raya or the other is true. It doesn't seem in Svara you can prove both from the same Gemara. Could be. What does that have to do? Maybe. Could be. So, this is the Birkei Yosef's Taina. The Chida in his Sefer Birkei Yosef has this Ha'ara that both Rayas can't be right. But there are Hashulchan Paskins like that you have to, when you hear them coming, you're supposed to, you have to get up already. So this is a chiyuv that's certainly not practiced. Now here the Aruch HaShulchan adds another point. If you're in the house by your parents, the chiyuv to get up is when they come in. They come in from outside, they come in the first time to say hello. If you're in the house and everyone's puttering around the house, so they go into the other room, they come into this room, they go back and forth, there's no chiyuv to stand up every time they come in. He says, come move on. That's what he says. The chiyuv of kavod is when they come in the first time, there's a chiyuv of kavod. But the chiyuv, every time they come in, that there's no chiyuv kavod. So that is something we can understand.
There's no chiyuv to remain standing.
So I want to talk about how long does a chiyuv to remain standing. I want to go to Seder. The Dark Shulchan.
That's only if they're coming and going the whole time in the house.
What, right.
You see them once in the morning, you see them once later in the day.
So Pasha's a chief to get up. Certainly is a chief.
There's no limitation like by Rabbi, it's only one time.
So that's another suffix. So later in Simon Reish Pei Beis, in Reish Pei Beis, we have a Ramah that says the following. He says, you don't have to stand up for your father more than, for your Rebbe more than twice a day. Shilayeh kavod rabbi gadol mekavod shemayim. Kabbalas al malchus shemayim you only have to do twice a day, in the morning and the evening. So shilayeh kavod rabbi gadol mekavod shemayim. Excuse me. That's why there's no chiyuv to get up more than twice a day for your rebbe. It's known the night of Yehuda tries to answer why today people don't go visit their rebbe every Yom Tov. It's a dina de Gemara. From Pasuk Navi, that you're supposed to visit your Rebbe every Yom Tov. So he says that it could be this idea, lo yekvayd rabbi gadol b'kvayd shamayim. So when people are l'regel, three times a year you went up to visit the Shekhinah, so three times a year you visited your rabbi. But now that there's no aliyah l'regel, so the chiyuv to visit your rabbi is not a chiyuv. It's a question where there are a lot of, you see, this is a Gemara. The Gemara says, from where do we know you're supposed to visit your rabbi three times a day? From what? Three times a year. From Elisha with the Isha Shunamis, who went to Elisha, and her husband said, "Lama atahayla chayim." It's like chaydish like Shabbos. From here we learn out you have to go three times a year. So the question is, how do you see that from like chaydish like Shabbos? Yom Tov Nami Yikri Shabbos, because I'll say. So Shabbos can be Yom, but it says Rosh Chodesh too. So it's a very hard thing. So they are happy to rutzim that are said, that are not nikkah to be yemis, the nice chaps. You know, one of the, one of them says, the mitzvah is Yom Tov. Why? Because he said, my daughter, I am like Chodesh like Shabbos. He didn't say Yom Tov. Because men go on Yom Tov. So the ladies go only Chodesh and Shabbos. Because there shouldn't be a mixture of men and women. But, that's one terrence. But the truth is that the Chodesh and Shabbos is, it says in the Nevuah that we lay in the Haftarah of Atainis, Vayim de Chodesh, Bechachay, Bishabbos, Bishabbatay, that really, Lost Lavay, there'll be an Indian to be either regal every Shabbos and every Rosh Chodesh. It says today, people wouldn't appreciate it if you go either regal all the time, so by the way, it's only a Yom Tov. Very good. Anyway, this is a digression. The point is that by Rebbe it says not more than twice a day. So the Aruch HaShulchan here is mesupik if the limit of a chiyuv twice a day applies to a parent as well. It says Tzarechi, and the Chayodim writes Pligi Bezeh. He writes a Loshon, there's a machloikis, you have to stand up for your parents more than twice a day. So again, it's sort of a limitation. So it really seems to be the other way. Rabbi, you'll not be twice a day. Rabbi's yellow, I'm not going to So we're going to get to that. I want to first talk about Amida generally. I want to talk about Rebbe also. So again, three questions. When do you first have to get up? So Gideon Rashah brings when he comes into the room. How many times a day? So if you're puttering around the house, you know, you have to get up. But is it only twice a day? Tzarechiyin. Tzarech Shulchan, the Chayyadam. Tzarech Shulchan, Loshan, is Tzarechiyin. The Chayyadam Shulchan is Pligi. Loshan is Pligi Bezeh. The third question is, until when do you have to stand up? When you stand up, how long do you have to stand up? When your parent comes in? So here, the Archaim HaKadosh has a Sefer on Yerodea named Rishon Letzion. Well, let me see what he says, and we'll say what you say. But the Rishon Letzion says, Kamalei Einav, that as long as he's within sight, you mechuyav to stand up. That's what he says. As long as he's within sight. Now, what does that mean? If he's puttering around the house, he's so totally within sight. So I'll explain it in a minute. I'm sorry. The Birkei Yosef says, Malei Einav. Rishon Letzion says, Achigia Techta Al Ramaisav. He says, until he goes within his Dalarams. Later, in Hilchis Kvod Rabbi, in Siman Reishon Beis Sifyut Ches, Im Kore Le Rabbi Likris Betoira, Betzibor, Einet Tzarech Lamed, calls him out, Sherabbi Aymed. He doesn't have to stay standing the whole time his Rebbe is standing. Chenk Sherabbi Aymed Lamayla Babayis Vatamad Al Akarka, Einet Tzarech Lamed Al Fanav. He doesn't have to stand. I feel like Sefer Al Abima, Einet Tzibor Zegas Tzarech Lamed. Why? There he says, that's Sefer Bishul Sacheres. But the understanding is that as long as the Rebbe is traveling, you stand up. When he gets to his place, Rebbe sits down, his plushie sits down. Let's say he's going up to the Bima to speak, or he's going up to get an aliyah, or a parent walks in and they're going over to the sink to wash the dishes, or going over to a telephone to make a call. So when they reach Makaimai, that's the end of the Chi of Lamed L'Kuli Alma. That's sort of the maximum. Even if you're Mali Einav, it doesn't mean that you have to stay standing the whole time there in the house, but it means with this sort of a limitation until the Megillah Makaimai. Kivega says that. Kivida'imim and Makaimai Arayli. They get to their place where they want to be, so then that's the Kavanah of the Ramah. Alright, so this is the geder of Amida. So again, more than we think, the mitzvah is when you hear them coming, and the mitzvah is at least twice a day, the question is more, and the mitzvah is for a period of time, until they get to where they're going, or Kozman de Tehtal and Amaisav, or Balayer. When he goes up for Aliyah,
all the time, all the Aliyah. Is this for the parents also? Is that
you guys give it? The Sfaradim are into Kibbutz Avim. The Ashkenazim are more. We're Western culture, you know. These things don't really matter to anybody.
So the Gilyan Maharshas Mahalapa. When you hear the keys jiggle, that's when you can.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. On our Sifrei Torah, it's very strange. The Beis Yosef writes the meetings to have bells. So the Taz says you can't have bells because on Shabbos it's a problem. On Shabbos, if you have bells, you can't use kelim that make a kail. So we have a minig by Ashkenazim that they put on bells without the clinger inside. You have a saw on the thing that's hanging. You put on, it has a little decorative bell, but it doesn't make noise. It doesn't ring on the inside. I don't know, it's a funny thing. Sfaradim don't have bells at all, right? You don't have any bells. You don't have bells on your Sifrei Torah. You do have bells?
Not a bell,
but it
makes a lot of noise.
And
then like hanging
smoke. They bang against
each other.
They bang against each other.
Yeah.
Noticed, okay.
They
what?
The Kesser.
The Kesser, they bang against each other. Yeah.
We sell them. All right,
this
is
great. You don't sell them, you sell the covet of putting them on. All right. Again, the first time you get up, but when they're walking around the house, there's not. All right, now we'll learn this. Yeah. It would seem that way. It would seem it'd be nicer if when they walk in, you stand up for them. It would seem to be the nicer thing to do. It sounds like the covet is something that's sort of been on the latzmai to get up. No, the first briskerav, the Griz al Rambam, the first briskerav talks about that if you're already standing, and he's talking about kavod chachamim, a talmid chacham walks in, quickly sit down so you can stand up. He clears his chakir is if you have to sit down to stand up. It's a mitzvah you're supposed to do, or you're just not supposed to not stand up. That's his clear. But what comes out is it comes out from if you hear talmid chacham coming, quickly sit down. So when he walks in, you can quickly stand up. So, both. So now we get to the other part, which is Arichos here. No, it's separate sin. The Ramah says, when you have a father who's a Talmud of a son, and my ben writes, Alimcha l'kavayde l'shamei shavi v'rishus b'yadai, the son, even if he's a Rebbe, could be Michael. The Harav Shemachal Kvayde, Kvayde Machal. V'davka Bitsina, V'yafilu Befer Hesi, V'dosh V'irai. You could do a Bitsina, if the father's the Rebbe, the son is the Rebbe, or if everyone knows, HaKol Yadim Shuaviv, Avalan Ben Godel B'Tayra, Einov V'dosh V'irai. You could make sure, B'zayin HaTayim, Yizbaz HaBen Lefnei Yad. We know Moshe Rabbeinu was Mishamish Yisrael, because everyone knew that he had mitzvah to be Mechavid Yisrael. So he was Mishamishim. Yeshlam Laharchik Zemizeh, if people don't know, Yeshlam Laharchik Zemizeh Shal Yekel Shum Echa Bekvaydev Nechaveroi, Chenosam Aramim Aviv. This is one thing I really don't fully understand. The Taz in Taz Springs, Kosvo Alav. Shema Yom Sha'alu L'Gdula, from the day that Moran Rutenberg became the Rav, Loi Hikpil Panei Aviv, Loi Rasa Aviv, Lavei Alav. Hey, love. He didn't visit his father. That's Kibbut Av. I don't want to have to explain it. They were big Malay Madrega. So I mentioned that Yosef and his father, I didn't remember the Maramachim, but Parshas Vayechi passed. Imre Shafer of Shlomo Kluger writes it, that Yosef didn't visit his father. Others say other reasons. He says this reason. Like the Maram Rutenberg, he had to stand for him. The problem is, it was Dosh B'Irai. So why didn't he visit him? It's a very difficult. Marshal is Matmiya, this Maram Rutenberg, Mishal Kedushin. It's in Nagos HaRosh, Nagos HaShri, in the end of the first parak of Kedushin, in the Yamshel Shloima, he says, it makes no sense. Why wasn't he Michael? Why are you just Michael? What's the big deal? So it's a very difficult thing to understand, I guess. We don't appreciate the darga that the Maram Rutenberg was on to be able to appreciate it. There is a ha'ara here. Why the Gemara has a shayla of Kfayt Aviv is more Kfayt Rabbi. Those, the son is the Rebbe, the father is the father. So it's Ibai the Gemara who comes first. But the Gemara says in Bava Metzia that Avedis Rabbi of Avedis Aviv, Avedis Rabbi Kedemish, Zemi V'yelech Ha'ilam Abar, Zemi V'yelech Ha'ilam Azeh. The Gemara seems to say Rabbi is first. The Gemara says, Hani Mili Rabbi Movik. Okay. So that's what comes out. Rabbi Muvik is before Av, and Av is before Rabbi Shaina Muvik. So I'm not sure what the answer is. Here it's anybody, the Leishita. And why over there it's something that's clear in the Gemara who has Kadima.
People have to be aware that he's his Rav, because when you walk in and you see that the son doesn't get up from the father,
that's what the Rav said. Rav said it has to be Dash B'Irai, that they're aware. Well, why does he just stand up and say good morning, Tati? So everyone is aware that it's his father. So okay, it's not a shaila at shliach, but the etzem din of standing up is neglected. And I don't know. I try to tell it to the boys in yeshiva. I tell them that they become chassadim, that they should give kavod to their father-in-law. I said, you show you're an amaretz. Your father-in-law walks in, you don't stand up. Your father knows you're an amaretz. Father-in-law, you know, thinks. So why don't you stand up and show for you? That's your own self pride. He comes in, you should stand up. You know, it might be good for other reasons to do it as well, but at the very least for them. We're going to get to that in Sif later in the Siman when it talks about it.
Does the father-in-law only begin when you're married or even when you're engaged?
It's a practical matter or a technical matter? A practical matter, it should start right away, but technically, no. It's so he shouldn't start till later. Asif Zai, Asif Ches. Ad Hechon Kibbut Av.
Why is Kod Rabba more if the Pasuk is Pasuk Shach on the father, but the din of Kod Rabba was only a limud? Wouldn't you think?
Well, I mean, they say the Tokum is includes Rabbi. Concludes Rabbi. Chazal learned. It's true, but Chazal. You're saying. David is saying is that someone said before a shapasig should have kedima something that's a limud. Now it's not pashit. Rabbi Chanan in his kunshus divrei seifrim. The truth is, Rabbi Chanan in his kunshus divrei seifrim. Talks about this. The truth is, mitzadeid, that something that's mefurish should have kedima to something that's a drasha. But it's not the pashtus. Pashtus, teresha balpez, as much as teresha b'ksav, the lamites malachis, except for haitzah and havara, ali mudim. We don't find that haitzah and havara have more important than the other malachis. In general, it's a hard thing to understand. But, all right.
I'm not disparaging the fact that it's a limud, I'm just saying.
You're saying Shav Kadima, you really need a raya to it. Exactly. But I'm giving you a Maramakum. Rabbi Chanan does say such a kind.
Is that good luck? Because that's not from the S. The S
Sivches. Again, Sivches should impress on everyone the degree that Kibbut Av applies. That Hechon Kibbut Av aim. Afilu not lu kis shal zahuvim shalayim. Vishlichu b'fanach. Even they took his purse of money and they threw it into the ocean. lo yachli meim, v'lo yitzar b'fneim, v'lo yichais k'negdam, yakabu gzeres hakasav v'yishteik. If his parents are throwing his money in the yam, he should be mekabel. This is very similar to Siv Gimel, at hecha mayra'am. He said, how far is mayra? Hayalabish kamudais, he's wearing nice clothing in front of everyone, and they embarrass him, lo yachli meim. Here I have a kasha, and see anybody ask. It says, good, it says a Siv Gimel, at hechon, Moira Ave'im, they embarrass you in public, don't say anything. Here it says, at hechon, Kibbut Ave'im, they throw Kishel Zuvim in the yam. Why is this Kibbut? Why isn't this also Moira? What? It seems to be the same, it seems to be the same idea. Oh, so the shach's going to say, take him to the entire.
Right. So you just can't get anything.
And there, also said you can take him to the entire. There, Karu Begadav, the shach says, Mi umutu la taiva vidin. Kila kamal sevches. Take him to here.
This
will
be Yira, and over there the
priest says. I understand they should both be Yira, but. The Ramah adds, the Yeshayimim, Nimrat Elizrek Maishal Ben Liam, Yachalamainai. If you catch him beforehand, you can stop your father from destroying your money. Then the Chayv Lechabdai Rak Mishalav. Avaloi Mishal Ben. This is a Pliatsuma, I'll tell you why. The Gemara, this he calls this Yeshayimim. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says, Gemara is an ibaya. You have to be mechabed mishal av or mishal ben. So Gemara brings a raya from Zora Kisei Liam that you see that the ben has to give up money for kavod. So the Gemara says no. It's talking the father throwing his own money into the yam. So Gemara says if the father's throwing his own money in the yam, so what's the chiddush? The son shouldn't embarrass him. So Gemara answers because the son is hoping to yarshin it. So he's losing my money. I'm throwing my money into the yam. That's a Gemara. So that Gemara says, Beferish, if it's the son's money, you could stop him. So the Ramah says, V'yeshayimrim, it writes Elizabeth Moshe Ben Yam, V'yachalamaynai. What do you mean, Yeshayimrim? It's a Gemara. So the Gra means to answer this. And Gra Yotes, he says, Kigirsa Shalanu, like our Girsa in the Gemara. And the Mechaber, he says, Kigirsa Sarifa Rambam Sham. The Rambam's girsa is different than our girsa in the Gemara, apparently. Because the Mishnah, they asked that the Rambam doesn't stick with the Gemara. It's only one of three terutzim that he had a different girsa. But Al-Kapadim, the Ramah, is our girsa in the Gemara. That's the son's money. He could stop him from doing it. And back to the Ramah. De'enechayiv l'chabdai rak mishalav, avalai mishal bein. Ve'chiluk bein l'chabdai el tzarai. Even there's no difference. L'chabda il'tzara. If he's mafsid your money, let me finish. V'davka kaidim shazarkan. This is all says the Ramah according to our Girsa. Gemara is talking before he throws it into the yam, so you're allowed to stop him. Dev should dim man of loyavid. You can stop him. You won't do it. Avul kfar zarku tirei threw it to the yam. Asalach lume yavuyachla tayve b'din. Then you not embarrass anybody. Just be tovei him to din tayre. Hadavkim writes Lazar Kisai Liam Disbechsar Kis. That's, well, let me finish. That's all if he wants to throw his money into the Yam Sar Kis. The father is stopping the son from making money, then it's Asa Bechalinyin, like the story of the guy in Ashkelon who, Dama Ben Asino, whose father prevented him from making money. Ben Shiash Ladinim Aviv. Va'avu tevei haben, sarach haben leilach acharaviv. Afal pisha haben hu nitva, v'dor bi'ir acheresh, zeu kvayt aviv. A ben who has a din with his father, even though the din is a din taira, the tevei goes to the nitva. If you have a din taira with someone in Chicago, if you're tevei him, you have to go to Chicago. If he's tevei you, he has to come to New York. So even though that's the rule, but if it's a din taira between father and son, the father has to go to the son. Avala av chayv l'sham l'ben oitzois. But the father has to pay the expenses. So just to sum up, what we said in this rather long Ramah is that it's Chayv L'Chabdai, but only Michel Av, you know, the Michel Ben, and therefore if the father's mafsin in money, he's allowed to speak up, he's allowed to protest and stop the hefsid. Okay. So it's interesting. Chazal didn't consider it an embarrassment. Today, someone says dintayra, say chutzpah, say dintayra. Chazal said, what do you mean? It's Shemaya ben Achaychem. Two people have a dispute. You got it in Torah. It's not supposed to be a bezayin. Tosfos says, the Gemara says, that Sarah died before Avraham. Because Sarah said, Chamoisi Alecha. So the Gemara says, Kol Hamoisi Din Al Chaveira, Yehu Meis Tchila. Somebody goes to, says to God, God, pay him back. You judge between us. So then you're not supposed to say that. So Tosfos Akash, the Gemara says, Chamoisi Din Al Chaveira, it's only if you can go to Beis Din. If you can't go to Beis Din, if it happens secretly, you're allowed to be Moshe Din L'Shamayim. So what's the Taina Sarah and Avram? What's she supposed to do? So Taisus answers, what do you mean? She should take Avram to Beis Din Shel Shem. She should take Avram to Beis Din. So imagine today, a wife takes the husband to Din Torah. Take him to Din Torah. It's like it'd be a scandal. You know, they're getting divorced. They're going to Din Torah. So he says, no. Sarah has a Taina to Avram. They disagree. You go to Din Torah. Now, it doesn't have to be a Din Torah with these Tayanim, all the crooks. You know, you go, two people go, and they go, yes, the Rav, a question, and you have a disagreement.
How should you pay the Beis Din? All the money is with her husband. How could she not pay the
Beis Din? Who says you have to pay a Beis Din?
Well, not because
of okay. Let me say a look.
It's from the money of the father. Well, what about Yira is that is the... Is that
the
son's own money?
It's a good question. Yira, see, the truth is, according to Ramesha and the Pesachim that go with his, Yira is only Sheval Tasa. It's all passive things. If you also have passive things, then there's no Shiloh of Yira's Michelle, because there's no Michelle. According to the Sefer HaMakna, held that part of Yira is if he tells you to do something, you have to do it. That was the Hamakna Shita. The part of Yira is, if he commands you to do something, you have to do it. The Maral in Yisrael as well. So then you can ask your question. It's Mistaver that it's the same idea that it's Michelle. It's Michelle Av. It's Mistaver.
In that, you're allowed to contradict your father.
What does it mean, contradict? You're allowed to contradict B'Shem Belosh and Shaila. Well, I guess you have to say it, B'lashon Shaila.
You won't swear, you'll affirm.
I'm not sure. No, the question is a good question.
It is compared to Talmud Torah, though. So it's learning you can kind of.
Yeah, one of the father says, I didn't do it, and the son says, you did do it. Mm-hmm. You have to do it, Aydei Echeim. I have to bring in two Aydim to. Unless he's a Nitva. If he's a Nitva, he doesn't need Aydim. Myself, I'll override. He just has to contradict. Right here? I don't know. Okay, what about Batashas? I saw the Mefarshei Gemara asked this. Why, you know, Namachiv to stop your father? Because of Batashas, he's Zarek Liyam.
Well, you could stop him, you said you could stop him anyway.
No, if it's Michelle, because the Gemara answers that if it's his son's money, he can stop him. Father's throwing away his own money, Israeli Arsha. So the question is throwing his money into the Yam?
If it's for his own, he feels better.
I think the Sefer HaMakna on the Gemara is my this discussion. What? If he has a purpose. So you're saying that if it's Baltashas, you could stop him. That's what you're saying. What happens? You go visit your mother and she cooks for you 20 dishes. You only can eat one. So it's Baltashas, isn't it? I don't know about you. We have that experience. So Siftes is very negel halacha. Siftes, not that standing up for him is not negel halacha, but chayav lechabdei achamaisa. That's a very important sif. It's negeya to the pretty nice things of chabdei achamaisa that everyone likes to do, but it's also negeya to listening to a tzava. And the shaila that we have to get to, which comes up all the time, is when a father leaves a tzava and he commands what to do with his yerusha. How far the children are obligated to follow in that chiyuv. So what we're going to do is we're going to get to that. I'm just mentioning it now. You should have the presence of mind as we learn what it says. And what it's saying here, we'll learn first. These are sort of the feel-good ones that everybody likes to do. And then we'll get to the issue of the tzavah. Shulchan Aruch. Chayv l'chavda yafila achar ma'isai. You're mechuyev to give kavod to your father even after he passes from this world. And the Rama says, what in imai? After he passes from the world, keitzad. Hayayimer dover shmua mipiv. If you say something he said, Aymer kach oma abba mari hareini kaporas mishkavai. Let me digress for a second. Hareini kaporas mishkavai is an expression instead of zechareinu levracha. In Shana Rishayna, after a father's betira, Chazal say to say hareini kaporas mishkavai instead of zechareinu levracha, and after a year to switch to zechareinu levracha. Now, what does hareini kaporas mishkavai mean? What does it mean, hareini kaparas mishkavai? The words seem to say that I should be a kapara for any einish that he might deserve. The first year, the neshama is nidai. So the words hareini kaparas mishkavai seems for father and mother. Rama says what in his mother? He says hareini kaparas mishkavai. Now, the question is, what does it mean in practical terms? There are those who say it's real. Hareini kaparas mishkavai is an ability of a child to take on himself the einshim that the parents deserve. A man says, look, if my father deserves gehenim, I'm a kabbalah myself that einish. Hareini kaparas mishkavai. And Reb Tzadik writes in that that's pshat. And he writes about it hashkafically. How's a shayach? Someone takes someone else's punishment. He says it's shayach. Now, of course, you realize if this happens for 30 dairis, and everyone's saying, Rebbe Smishkavai, the 31st child is really taking a lot of Gehenim by this point, and he has to hope his child does the same. You know, it gets spread among all the children, I guess. But it's a very serious thing, according to
them. Only when you heard Davashim, is it only if you're saying over something that he said?
Whenever you mention his name, it means. When you say, yeah, it says that in Achinami.
What?
In Achinami. We're going to have it later, Muma Furish. That they say in Kabaras Mishkavai. However, Rav Moshe, the Dibras Moshe on the Darim, goes to town on this. He says, first of all, who says you can just take someone else's Gehenim? How does that work? Someone's Gehenim, you just take his Gehenim. Second of all, how could it be a Chiyuv? Shulchan Aruch says, you're Mechuyiv to take someone else's Gehenim? How could it be a Chiyuv to do it? Third of all, Rav Moshe Tainis, so you should say it once. Mechuyiv to say it every single time. Wants to take his Gehenna, he's getting more Gehenna, he's there, you know, he's passed away already. So Reb Moshe says it's not Shayach, it's a Lashon Shel Kavod, and it's nothing more than that. And I think that that's what people mean when they say Hareini Kaparas Mishkavai. Be that as it may, there's such an inyan to say Hareini Kaparas Mishkavai. The tmiya on the velt that doesn't do it goes back already hundreds of years. It's so more people do it. But the tmiya, why people don't do it, goes back hundreds of years, that people were not in the habit of doing it. Some achrayim write that it's a lashon kavod, you're not mechuyev. If you leave it out, it's not a bezayin. But, one way or another, that's the thing. Now, Rav Moshe says the lashon shel kavod. He doesn't question that you should say it. He's not even down on it.
He's saying that it's only.
He's down just on what it means.
Why is this a covet? Why is it not Shekel Bazon? You're saying, you know, if they deserve Gehenna, I'll take it on me. You know, they don't, but they were great.
You know, we say Kaddish 11 months. We don't say 12 months. The Russian government, they're not. But there's no Tzadik Paras or Shalayechta. You know, everybody has something to pay for. The present company excluded, of course.
It doesn't mean anything.
It's a Lashon Shel Kavod. Okay. That he doesn't say. He says the Lashon Shel Kavod.
Well, the Parshah of Gehenna is very big, so I'm sorry to take Parshah of Gehenna this way. I think maybe the small punishment here is a lot. Gehenna over there is a lot more.
Well, we won't know until we get there, but Chazal say that. Chazal say Yisurim in this world is much better than that.
It's more Yisurim than the service father.
Okay, now.
So why does it stop after 12 months?
Because we feel that after 12 months the neshama already had a kapara.
But we're saying it's only Lashon Shel Kavod.
within 12 months, the Lashon Shel Kaved, after 12 months, the Lashon Shel Kaved.
11 months or 12 months?
It's interesting, we're saying 11 months. Yeah. Okay.
Are they say Kaddish for 12 the whole year? Well,
to me, it sounds like they say it's for 5 years, Kaddish. I'm not kidding. They always say Kaddish. I mean, I go on to, I dive in Friday morning, like 90% of Shul is saying Kaddish. At first, I thought never to all of Elam. But it's years that they're all saying Kaddish. I don't know. The Ben Ish Chai writes somewhere. The Ben Ish Chai had an iron fist. He writes, if I recall correctly, that in his shul, in Baghdad, the Avelim started saying Kaddish Ifti Yishtabach. All the Avelim started saying it. And he said he tried to stop them. He writes, I couldn't stop them. Ki heim choshvim she mechayim es ha-meisim v'kadizu. So, you know, you can't stop them. You know, if they're doing something, it's a schus. You tell them it's not a schus, it doesn't help.
Many of the Sfarim say, by after Ashrei, by Mincha also, they say by the Chatzikah.
Okay. The Paiskim talk about Kaddish. First of all, that Kaddish is really a mitzvah d'oraisa. Even though saying Kaddish is a d'rabbanan, but it's a mitzvah d'oraisa of kibud av v'aim. It's a Russian brachis that says Yesh Mirab is a d'oraisa of being Mekaddish Shem Shemayim Barab. The Gemara says in the 7th parak that one of the Tanoim was Meshachar as Evet to make a minion. So he says, what do you mean Meshachar and Evet is a d'oraisa? So the Rosh, there are two Rosh, one in Gittin and one in Brachis. The Rosh there says it was to say Kaddish, Yesh Mei Rabba, it's a Deraisa. So he was Meshachar Zevet to say Kaddish. So besides that, it's Indian of Kibra Ve'eim, anyhow. Rav Adi Yosef in Yechavadas, the Chelekei, has a Shaila if Kaifin al HaKaddish, if you could force someone to say Kaddish, if there's such a Kibra Ve'eim that you're Kaifa on. Reason Machleik is Divri Malkiel says no, and the Ben Ishchai says yes. And guess who Rabbi Avadi Yosef says is right? Ben Ishchai says that he says Kaifin al HaKadosh. How you force him exactly? I don't know. There's a Shaila. So there's a Shaila. What does a parent says? Don't say Kaddish. What a parent tells a child, I don't want you to say Kaddish for me. So the Pischei Tshuva in a very in Lomdis, it's a hard Pischei Tshuva. It doesn't come up much, but Pesach Tshuva is in Simin Shin Dalad Mem, Sif Aleph. Godel Ador Meis, V'tziva Shaloi Laspidai, Ameko Shaloi Shmai Lachacham Lahivsin. V'tziva Shaloi Laspidai, it's a common Shilat. Famously, Yeshua was Mitzava not to say a Hespid. And then I viewed the guy up and said his Kavid is not his. It's Klal Yisrael's Kavid, he can't be Michael. So now you just said that for a regular person, he says, "Lo laspidi, listen." Otherwise, not. Anyway, he says, "Hey, b'shem agoy noy de b'Yehuda, b'shama be'esh ispid lagoy b'apnei Yeshua, am shetzil lo laspidi and shem eloy, b'shul rabin shol kamnei agoy lo shokol v'tari, b'siyim shem eloy het to borer levatol divrei ames laspidi." The Tshuva Mehava starts up with his rebbe to noy de b'Yehuda about it, but then he brings. We should siva shabnoi lo yom kaddish shaymin loy. He brings the Tshuva's Evan Shayam that if a father was mitzava the son not to say kaddish, that you chayiv to listen. So here it becomes a very you see in the lomdis it becomes a difficult question. The father said to the son, "Don't say kaddish." Avnei Shayam says, "So Tshuva brings you listen, you don't say kaddish." In the Tzitz Eliezer, he has in his fifth chelik something called Evan Yaakov, a kuntrus on Avelis. And he says there that that's only talking if the father was an apikairis. He said, I want you to say Kaddish, I don't believe in Kaddish. Such a father says something, the son will say Kaddish, it doesn't do anything for him. But he says, if the father was angry at the son, this is more common, a father, a leilenu, or a mother, is in a fight with a child, so he says the following. This is a big nafkamina lahalach in all these cases. He says that la'achar misa ketotis, the silly ketotis of Eilam Hazeh, a bottle. And if mishum sinna, mishum ketota, a father said to a child, a koshkein, a brother to a sister, said, I don't like you, don't come to my levaya, don't say hesped, don't say kaddish. So Tzitzeliezer brings from a Tshuva Sefer that that Ketotis Abot La'achar Misa, and therefore you could say Kaddish, could go to Levaya, you could say Espeda. There's a problem. The problem with this is that in the Dinim of Kvuras HaMeis it says you don't bury Seinim Ze'ah Itzel Ze'ah. You don't bury people who are Seinim Ze'ah Ze'ah one next to the other. Which implies that the sinner outlives the life of the individuals. So it's a bit of a problem with this Tzitz Eliezer, but it's a maramakim because there are parents who like Elena who are in fights or other things, at least such savais. Very often Laisik Nasai, a parent loses it mentally and ends up in a katata. Which certainly, that's a chayli hanefesh. It's not something that should be considered a katata. But nevertheless, we have a Maharam Malkim, Tzitz Eliezer brings this in.
You worked there once, that somebody said, if you're not going to learn that,
the Slutskarov. Slutskarov wrote in his Tzavah that if you don't learn, to me it's more important to learn a Black Gemara on my yard side. In my yard side, you don't learn a Black Gemara, I can't force you, but don't say Kaddish.
You
can say whatever he wants. Why? You want? I have to do it then. Now, he didn't say you must learn Gemara. He said, I want you to learn Gemara. If you can't, so don't say Kaddish. That's what he wrote. Rapam used to tell people all the time that on a yard site, the learning is there. Because he's the one that mentioned this Slutskarov. And he used to say, he's Matzviya on people. It's been hours traveling to Eretz Yisrael on a yard site to the parents' kfarim. And he said, wouldn't the parents be happier if you took all that time and you went to a Beis Medrash and you learned, you took that money and you gave it to help an ani? The parent at Olam Haba, you know, it's Ramosha writes in a tshuva, he has a tshuva. Someone was buried in Akron, Ohio. It sticks out, Ramosha has the habit of writing in Hebrew letters, you know, Akron, Ohio. We always put a Litvish pronunciation, you know, Akron, Ohio. How do you write Ohio? I once was a Masad Kedusha in Cincinnati. So Cincinnati, I could write in Hebrew. How do you write Ohio? So I asked the boy in my shir if any of the Cincinnati Rabbanim will be there. He said, Reb Zilber will be there. I'm sure he knows how to spell Ohio. I relied on him. Anyway, Ramesha writes, somebody was buried in Akron, Ohio. The children all live on the eastern coast, New York area. They write, they want to bring the mace here so that they can visit the kever. You're allowed to be playing the hames, nekvayin hames. So Ramosha writes, and you can look this up if you don't believe me, he writes, the mace couldn't care less if you visit him or not. It's not kvayin hames. It's kvayin achai. It's kvayin achai. You go there to daven. You go there for things that are good for you. Ramosha writes such a lashon. I'm sure the Chassidish Sforim don't agree with that. But he writes that. When Digris Moshe? I don't know the true number. It's all this from the first five Chalakim that were printed. He writes such a lashon that it's not that way.
I think Rabbi told me that the first year is
no, the Ramban brings and the Shach brings the Shulchan Aruch that on the Yom HaShiva, the Yom HaShloshim, and the first yard site, a person should visit. That's what Shulchan Aruch. A person should visit a kever on Yom HaShiva, if he could, on Yom HaShiva, Yom HaShloshim. It's the Ramban in Teres Adam and on Yom HaYartzai, the first Yartzai. It's brought in the Ramban, and the Shach brings it in the beginning of Chazavelos. But putting that aside, I'm sure there are those who disagree with Ramesha. There's a famous story from the Gra who said that his mother was happy when he visited her kever. So, and Mishmer Shalom brings that you have to visit once every 8 years. You shouldn't go more than 8 years without visiting. And when you got to number eight, Mishmer Shalom is in the back of the Yeridayas, in the little big Yeridayas. So there apparently is some inyan. But a kaponim, the inyan of learning, is what this Slutskarov was writing about. A fascinating tshuva in the Tzitz Eliezer, a man whose son became a chassid. So he wrote in his tzavah that if you say Kaddish, a mitzvah you should not say v'yasmach prokane. As he wrote in the tzavah, you should not say v'yasmach prokane. So he brings Yeshua Siakiv, brings the Shaila, and he paskins that you should listen to the father. I'm sure the chassidim would say, then the oil of emes, he knows the truth, and he'd rather be asked to have a it's like the old joke that there was a shul, an Ashkenaz shul, where somebody was saying a svarde kaddish. So he kept on saying, Chaim Tovim Aleinu. And the Gabbai said, Chaim Aleinu. Chaim Tovim Aleinu. Finally he got up and he gave a clap in the bima. As long as I'm Gabbai in this shul, there will be no Chaim Tovim in this shul. But at any rate, one last thing about Kaddish. I want to get to the Tzavoy next week. You remind me, Mr. Shem. But one last thing about Kaddish. There's an interesting minig brought by the Chidah. In a place where only one person says Kaddish, the old minig, or by us, only one person gets the Amid, which Oval has Kedima. There's a minig that the Birkei Yosef brings, that if one person is an Oval on his father, and one person is an Oval on the mother, that the one who's an Oval for the father has Kedima, to the one who's an Oval on the mother. And the question is why? Why should it be? So Birkei Yosef says, people think it's what we call male chauvinism, you know? The men have Kedima to the ladies. So Birkei Yosef says, I'll tell you the reason. Because it's a Gemara in Brachas, so you should order yesterday on Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara says, God alav tochesh enemer li isha me'enemer la ish. Gemara says that a woman has a bigger avtocha to come to Gan Eden than men. The Chidah says, what's pshat? Why do women have a bigger avtocha? Says, because the two biggest nisyanis for men are bittul Torah and l'sasurach re'enechem. These are averus. And women have neither one. There's no aver bittul Torah and l'sasurach re'enechem. So the Chidah writes, why does the Kaddish for a father come before a Kaddish to a mother? Because generally speaking, the father needs it more. It's hotter where the father is than Sabrent there, you know, by the father and by the mother. So that's why he says there was a minig to give Kadima to the father of the mother. He also writes in Divrei David, same Chidah in his drashas, that's why by a chayla we say ben his mother. There's all kinds of reasons. The Velt says, why do they say ben the mother? Because Yeshua it's his mother, and the father's only chazak. It's a shvachatam, but Chidah says no, because women generally are more chosim than men. So for a chayla, you want to give the most chosim you can give, so you give this chosim. We have somebody here in the shul, comes by occasionally, was a ger. So he had a chayli, he asked me if he should say ben Avraham Avinu, or maybe for his chayli, he should say ben Sarah Imenu. That's what he asked me. So I told him, he's brother Sardi. I told him, based on the Chidah, you can feel safe saying ben Avraham Avinu. You know, Chidah says, why do you say to mother? It's a biggest chos. So I think with Avraham Avinu was safe, you know, saying ben Avraham Avinu, that's what I told him. But at any rate...
Does that work for the Amid also?
It's a Chidah, it's not the minig in our shuls. You can't go in our shul and say, I have father, I have Kedima. And the Chidah brings this minig in some places. And wherever that minig was, I'm just coming to tell you the reason, the fascinating reason for the minig. So we're going to come back to Siftes, to the Ian of Atzavah next week.